present it.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assemblymembers Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12B, proposed ordinance number 936, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in Chapter 1.20, General Penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 936 as presented.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assemblymembers Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. That concludes unfinished business. Item 13 is new business, 13A. Discussion and possible action on the request from Don Sorek of Superior Marine to connect water sewer services to Lot 7, which is leased from the city in the Marine Service Center. Yes.
I believe that Don is well in his right to ask these questions. And if we've implied, which I think we have, that we were going to furnish water, I don't care whether it was in a contract or whether it was implied, you put the water main heads on the ground right there. He's got a viable going concern. I think we need to do everything we can to get him water and to live up to our obligations. I really have a problem that we say we're going to do something and we don't do it. So I would really like to see it put into the budget and get him water over there.
You want to make a motion to that effect?
We're in discussion.
Okay. More discussion here.
There's more discussion. Okay.
So, well, I had a question. Greg, maybe could you come up for a second? I was just curious about process and what has happened so far. Has this gone on like the harbor priority list for capital projects or anything like that?
Greg Meisner, 212 Second Avenue. Not on our priority list, no. It's not. It's when we did the little quick history lesson. When those lots, lot 6 and 7, and actually lot 5, where Jimmy Pritchett is, were requested to be put out for bid. The city was already in two contracts. One was the phase 3, I believe, of the boatyard, where all that new concrete and stuff was coming across to that end of the yard, as well as Front Street was under construction with Southeast Earth Movers, and they were somewhere in Front Street doing. So both projects were out. So we, and Don was right, he got the project, he got the lease. Probably bid it out, I want to believe, in May of 13, but the contract was that the sites wouldn't be done until like December, end of the year. So they were told they could have the sites then. The contractor was turned back over to the city. And so a slight modification was to shove those inserts under the fence line, under the alleyway on the other side, get some, they're just access pipes, if you will, so water and sewer can be shoved in after the fact. So we got those in before the concrete went in. And Don's right, we did ask if they had any idea how the structure would be built, so we put them in the proper locations, and in we had a couple of lease areas kind of drawn out, and we moved forward. And the intent back then was to hopefully have water and sewer in, but we put the bids out and got them going, and then at the time Front Street was tore up, and I was walking the ditch basically with Carl Johnson back then, talking about hopefully water and sewer could go in before obviously the concrete did, so we would be coming up concrete streets. And I kind of moved on thinking, just assuming we were chugging along. And there's a lot of things that transpired during that whole Front Street contract, time, repeats, a whole bunch of things went on. And they weren't doing sewer at the time, I know that. So I honestly did kind of walk away just assuming it would be chugging along and thinking it would be tapped in while they were doing that project and put too much thought into it. Things led to, I can't assume exactly what took place, but it wasn't paying attention to every day, but. And Amber, correct me if I'm wrong, I know sewer didn't go in because it's 12 feet deep on the opposite side of the street toward on the right lane going north, basically where the sewer is. Water's on the opposite side, and it may be stubbed out to the sidewalk. Is it? So water's stubbed out to the sidewalk, at least, up to the edge, underneath the street, out past the sewer is not. So that's kind of where it ended up. And then when Don did get built, we started talking about it, and it wasn't in, so we started looking toward getting it done, hopefully. And once Amber and I got with Amber, we sat down and looked at the prints, and we did at that point realize it wasn't on there, and the as-bills would be in out anywhere, so we did realize it was not in there. And that's where this whole conversation with Donnie Stryer was, okay, if it's not in there, how do we start the process of getting it stubbed out down the alleyway? And that's when he did come to me, and the court commission, we started talking, he did talk to Jeff, I believe, in the past, just kind of, and then I know Amber did some research, did some estimates to see what the cost, and obviously it was a pretty expensive project to cut the whole street up and go 12 foot deep. And that's kind of where we're at. You know it's expensive. We can probably all agree it should be in.
I heard three things from Mr. Sork, though. I heard water, sewer, and fire. And just getting water to his property doesn't necessarily mean that we have a hydrant there, correct? Is the line big enough to put in whatever size line it is for a hydrant?
The stub out? Yes.
It is, okay. And then my second question is, why just Mr. Sork? Why not everybody down there?
Well, the city's the city does move forward this project and cut the street up and put in water and sewer and bring it out to there. Both those lots on that side, where Don's lot 67 is beyond that fence line, do have stub outs under the fence in those lots. So
I guess my question is, would
coming for the street, you can dig the dirt up any time, I suppose.
But does that 170,000, is it?
110,000.
Does that include Chucky Jenkins and the next guy and the next guy? Because I would envision that we'll have everybody down here asking for water and sewer.
Well, I had that conversation after, a month ago, we had a meeting, and Chuck did bring up, he said, if you're going to be shoveling water, because McCall and I did walk the ditch. That was our comment. We walked from basically the bay company down to Raymond's bar looking at where we'd like to see water and sewer. And we look at the alleyway, obviously, but there's water and sewer, because there's two lots going in over there. He asked me the totem shed, what we call the totem shed there, where totem poles used to be, whether I wanted water or sewer. I said, I don't need sewer. I said, water would be nice. I said, there'd be well as well in there, and water would be nice. And then he got down my jacket. I said, you got two lots here. It'd be nice to stub in there, at least up to the sidewalk. And the only place we talked about not putting it was the building right across from Raymond's Bar, the Brown Warehouse, the fire department does their fireworks in there, because that was outside the parameters of the new concrete. You see, you can tackle that from Shake Street at another time, should we ever get that lot up. So that's kind of where Carl's and my conversation ended, was these would be some sites that you have to have in there. And
through all that, then, other people have already asked about water at the very least.
Chuck did, yes. And we did put the water into Don's last year. Where's that now? It came out and stubs over toward, you've got Jimmy Pritchett, you've got Keller, you've got Chuck. It stubbed to those three lots. There's actually a spare coming over in that corner out there. The other two have not hooked up yet. Don has.
And did the 110 include fire in terms of a hydrant?
So the 110 is to extend the water and sewer mains from Front Street to sewer just to the lots, and water all the way to Silvernail, so we can create the loop, which is always better to have. It's just a little bit further. If we're going to do it, you have to go through the whole designing and have DEC approve it and whatnot, so you might as well make that loop connection for your water. That water line would be sized so that he could pull a fire line. I really don't remember if I put a fire hydrant in there or not, but we could easily include that. And it would accomplish that.
So, but that was just to Mr. Sork's area. I understand the loop sewer just to the Sork property.
So these costs that we have projected is for the water and sewer mains. Mr. Sork would then need to go through the regular routine of asking for water and sewer service to be extended from the main to his property, which he's then obligated to pay for. But there has to be the main for him to connect to. And that is not in existence right now.
Okay.
Mr. Ray, I'm going to have to do a conflict of interest here. Because I do believe that this is going to have to get into some part of my lease. Am I right?
Yes. The plat that has not yet been approved has an easement that would affect where the water may go. Correct.
So I'm going to have to step out of this here.
I think it would be appropriate under this condition, yes.
I'm going to switch it
down. You don't have to step down.
You can stay there. You just can't get involved in the discussion.
But I might want to get involved in the discussion out here unless Carol says otherwise.
As a person to be heard.
I mean, I don't know what this is going to affect is what I'm saying. I don't know if they're going to make a decision here tonight or not.
It shouldn't affect the plat other than we had already talked to you about having to keep a little bit of that alleyway that was going to go to you, but otherwise it shouldn't affect that plat.
Okay.
Because it already has the easement where the utilities should be.
Okay. All right.
So you don't have a conflict?
No, unless they're trying to make the... From kind of what I've read in here, almost looks like you're going to try to, if I'm wrong, make this bigger now? Because it has to be 10 feet apart?
So that is a DEC regulation, so that could pose a problem. We can ask for a waiver, but we'll have to see if there's one.
But it only was affecting the alleyway, the easement down by Front Street. The majority of the existing easement was, I believe, still, based on our initial conversations, was where it is. We just had to widen it slightly down towards Front Street.
Okay. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I just had to clarify that before we got too far.
That was a good point, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any further questions or comments?
To the best of my knowledge, that is the case, based on my earlier conversations from understanding the design and the placement. It was only down near Front Street, but we still got to verify that.
Well, and if we move forward with this, we will ask for a waiver on that 10-foot separation with water and sewer. And generally, they'll give that to you. They'll have some other concessions they may want you to encase the sewer in concrete, which can drive the cost. But not always. Every case is different, but we'll include that request just to make sure we don't have any issues with these.
So you good then? So Greg, then your recollection of what Mr. Sorek was saying, that he was promised prior to doing this lease that there would be water and sewer to the property, that was a part of the original lease structure, and the amount that you asked for from the leaseholders included those services from the port's understanding?
The lease amounts have nothing to do with water and sewer. They're just a base rate that we go to public auction with, and they run wild as they may with those things. I mean, I don't know what the language was, whether the word promise was there or otherwise. Like I say, when we, so many things were in motion when these three lots became a wish from the public. So it was our intent, and our thought always would be certainly that we have water and sewer. That was our intent. That's what I did for the stub outs in there and the chase ways, so you could put it in there. But so many things were beyond my control out in Front Street. I had no idea. We hoped it would, because it always makes sense to put it in the ground before you concrete over it, obviously. But again, that was a contract already going. I don't remember how long they were into it, but they were already from Front Street clear down by the Bay Company and City Market by the time this took place. So half the project or two-thirds of the project at Front Street was just about done as far as the earthwork was going. And our hope was to sneak it in, if you will, when I was talking to Carl, but... You know, you have to deal with another contractor, get on another project site to make all that work, and they've got their own contracts to deal with. And obviously, the sewer didn't happen, so.
So the last question I have then is, if you've known about this for 3 years, but it's never shown up on your priority list for Ports and Harbor, why is that? Because obviously, you know, we obviously value Mr. Sork and the great stuff that he does. But it's sort of come to us as a fire issue now in terms of...
We've always thought of it as it's outside our lease lot, or the boatyard, it's outside our lot altogether. We thought it was a city of Wrangell issue providing it to the...
So it's not your...
I mean, it's
not... No, I understand, but you have
it's
your
not
own...
It's his budget.
Right. So you're saying that this, all this stuff, the work that we need to do, is outside of that facility area?
Yeah, and once it gets inside the fence line, of course, it would become me. Like when we did, do sewer in that project to his other lot over in this parking lot behind him. We stubbed it out behind. If you're familiar with the boatyard, there's two big long rows that we call islands where all the utilities are and the boats line up. And that's only a 4-inch sidewalk of concrete. Everything else out there is 12 to 14 inches thick with a whole bunch of steel in it. So when we were chugging along and we were putting our own restroom in, I was in contact with DEC as well as OSHA to say, trying to find out what the rules were. I didn't know if these guys were going to get forced to put restrooms in or not. So I knew we were providing one. So I was trying to find out whether they were going to be as... Donnie at the time was the only one of employees. I said, is this guy going to be forced to provide restrooms to his employees or ours work? And kind of the language I got from those guys, of course, they gave you nothing in writing, but they were in the conversation was if we provided a unisex bathroom that locked, and the proximity was such they were okay with it. But to be safe, we did scrub a sewer line off the main going out to our own bathroom, kitty corner over toward Donnie's lot one, and stubbed it out past the thick concrete underneath the 4-inch sidewalk in the event we had to access it. We could pull the sidewalk up, stub it into his lot. So we did stub it in the ground in the event something happened there, and that was part of the harbor project that was inside the lot.
That helps me to understand. I was envisioning that we were going to be tearing up in the boatyard to install the, but it's all stubbed in and ready to go. This is a small section to cook from Front Street into your infrastructure so that that we can bring these folks here. Okay, that helps me a lot. Thank you.
Yes, David.
So you guys are talking about a water loop. What, have you looked at the going from the other side and going in where we don't have to rip up Front Street?
That was a sewer question, actually, Clay and I had today talking. You don't know if there's any sewer on this end of the road where you don't have to go up country. Is there any access from back here?
That's right. I was wondering if by Silvernail Road and all that stuff, is there any sewer water that going that way?
There should be, yeah, and I haven't looked at where that location is, but that would be another option to look at.
Because it sounds like to me it would be 12 foot there. I mean, is it 12 foot out there? And is it, of course, we're not going to rip up Front Street with and all that stuff either.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the routing of the water and sewer is through Silvernail. There's water in there, but I don't know where it terminates, how close to the alley. I don't know if there's sewer there. I'll have to look and get back to you and let you know. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Just a question.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's at least water and sewer to the Nova Center. Yeah. At least that far.
Yeah, but it could be in Canberra.
But it's worth looking at, I think. If you can avoid putting up concrete, just dig up a lot more dirt and dig pretty quickly, pretty cheaply. Unless it's 9 miles of it.
Well, I do know that we're going to run into a lot of sawdust and stuff there, too, but that's pretty easy to dig, too. But I was just wondering if, I don't know where that stops at that road, where that road ends right there. Might be a lot easier to go around in a loop right there than dig up Front Street.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, we'll look at that in the morning.
In rather than trying to second guess engineer it here, maybe the takeaway is to go back and look at our options and come up with a plan and a cost to get this done, and then the assembly can take an action.
And could I ask that we do look at fire protection? I think that we need a main there or in the area. So it's shorter than 300. I think 300 is pretty far for a run. My guess is your insurance, you probably pay more too if you've got a long run like that from your nearest fire hydrant.
Oh, yeah. So it would definitely be a main that we would be running, and a fire hydrant could come off of that.
Perfect. Yeah. Sorry, I'm using the wrong terminology. Fire hydrant, the red thing.
We'll have our own hydrant inside our building also, I mean, and as well as a sprinkler system.
Perfect.
So, I mean, as far as we're concerned, we'll have a fire hose ready in the building.
And then I just wanted a clarification. There was only perhaps one more lease that this was promised to, fire and sewer, or is it just Mr. Sorek's?
Lot 6 is right next to him. That Mr. Christensen is right next to him. I don't know what his plans are, but if you're going to tear it all the way up and do the whole project, that 3% more work to put it in there would be worthwhile doing while you're there.
Okay.
And the harbor may, I don't want to speak for you, but the harbor may want to invest in having all of those services put in at this time. so that they're available for all of your leases, future leases.
Well, the stub out's already there, just like we're down. Both of them are well stubbed out into the alleyway. But I think a hydrant would be a pretty simple solution in the corner of the fence line there.
Two lease lots there?
Yeah, Donnie and one right next to them, they're both stubbed out. Okay. That's all. Yeah. And
maybe we could get a specific plan back and create a resolution around that.
Julie, you?
I like wrapping things up in motions, but so I'd like to make a motion to direct the borough manager to work with city staff and bring back options for us to consider to fix Mr. Sorek's problem.
A second.
Before you do that, is there any further discussion? Guess not, then. Motion is proper. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Rennie?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 06-17-1366. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, levying a general tax for school and business municipal purposes upon all taxable property within the borough for the tax year 2017, pursuant to Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.04.010, providing for the collection of taxes due in 2016 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes.
Move to approve resolution number 06-17-1366.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed resolution number 06-17-1367, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting the budget for all funds of the City of Wrangell, Alaska for the fiscal year 2017-2018.
I move to approve resolution number 06-17-1367.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, discussion and possible action regarding Wrangell Municipal Code 15-04.015, connection to borough water supply required. This is added at the request of Assembly Member Mitchell. You go ahead and explain.
One of my concerns is that if we're within the hookup distance you're required to hook up for water, whether you want to or not, I've been approached by a half a dozen people that had wells and different systems that they disconnected and hooked to the water because they had no choice. And the fact that we're running short on water and we're trying to conserve water, it makes absolutely no sense to force somebody to hook up to the water when they have their own source of water. If they choose to go that way, we do it out the road, they're all on their own system out there. We're talking of probably a very few number of people that are willing to go back to this route, but I don't see why we're restraining people from going back and finding their own source of water and pumping from their own wells. Why are we forcing them to hook up to our facility? Now, the sewer is a different story. You have to hook up to the sewer because of sanitation and nitrates and everything else. But the water, that's different. If they've got a well and they want to pump, I believe they should have the right to do that.
David.
Unless I'm mistaken, or I was lied to about 18 years ago or 17 years ago when I built the house out the road, the city came and told me that I was required, I had to, because this has been a long time ago, of course, DEC required me to hook up to water and sewer from the city.
I'm
sewer, yes, I don't know about water.
I don't know about water. If you're so close, it may be. We'd have to look into that. Honestly, don't know.
Yeah, I was told that because of, water usage, it was just a whole bunch of things they told me, which I was kind of, because I just built that house, and 2 years later I had to hook up the city. So I'm with Mark. If you don't have to, then why? I mean, if you don't have to, don't do it. But if sewer, I can understand. But water, if they want to keep their own water system going, let them do it.
We can look into that to find out what's easy requirements. I don't know.
Based on my recollection of that was the sewer itself. I don't know that the water was ever discussed as being required. But the sewer was required by DEC. Now, I know the city ordinance requires it, but not DEC. That was the best of my recollection at the time. But, like you say, it's best to find out.
Yep, we will look into that.
Any further discussion on that item? 13E, approval of a change order number 3 to Buness Electric for the Wrangell Dock Lighting Project.
I move to authorize the borough manager to issue change order number 3 in the total credit amount of, I guess this is a negative, $12,359.50 to Buness Electric for changed electrical conditions to the City Dock Lighting Project. This credit amount will be applied to, first, the Ports and Harbors Fiscal Year 17 Capital Projects Fund as utilized to cover project shortfalls, and then project grant from the State of Alaska, DCCED.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? I just have some questions. My understanding that this amount was... For spare parts, such as breakers and stuff that we would have on hand in case something happened. Is that correct, Greg? You can just answer for me. Just yes or no.
Yes, originally there was like about $16,000 for the spare parts we were going to have. And the reason being, well, we have the grant money to buy the spare parts and we'll get a budget for them later should we need them. As the prices were increasing, the costs were going up, and some of these electrical parts that were catching us by surprise just because sheer cost, we thought it'd be smarter to hold off, give up those parts right now, do the things we need to do, make sure the project's covered first, and if there's a balance left over, then we get with the electricians and see what parts we really do need to have and what we can afford to buy in the end. Versus buying all the stuff up front, they go, we're $10,000 short. We have all these spare parts and have to go to the reserves for it. So we just thought we'd back up a little bit, buy what we can afford when the dust settles.
Any further questions? Any further discussion? Pull roll, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of a change order to BND Engineers for the Shoemaker Bay Harbor Design Project.
Move to approve PND's fee proposal and authorize the borough manager to issue a contract amendment to PND Engineers for the Shoemaker Bay Harbor Replacement Design in a T&M not to exceed amount of $51,227, with the engineering contract scheduled to be obligated from the borough's DCCED grant for the aforementioned project.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. There is none. Item 15 is amended, removed number of amendments. Item 16 is adjournment. We will adjourn at 8 p.m.